Today is Father's Day, and that is important to me. We had a beautiful Mother's Day a few weeks ago, and after preaching, one of the men said, you better be that good when it comes to Father's Day. And I immediately felt some pressure come on me, you know. Mother's Day and Father's Day are very different. We were packed out on Mother's Day, and we got some vacation happening on Father's Day. But this is so important to me because I really love our men. And I thank God for the men of this house. And I honestly believe men are a culture in this house. Men is a vibe in this house. It is a part of who we are as a church. And I want to talk to you a little bit today about why that is. And really, I just want to talk man to man today. And I pray that I can be a blessing to our men. I was having a Sunday lunch with a new family not that long ago, just in the last few months. And when we sat down at lunch and just, you know, getting to know one another better, it was just PK and myself and this man and woman, a husband and wife. And she said, I have a question for you. And so, you know, absolutely, let's talk. And she said, first of all, when I came to this church, they were in the process of moving. And so the husband had started coming and had been here for a few weeks. And he told his wife, as she was still trying to get here, I found our church. And she said, what do you mean you found our church? What church? I've not been to this church. And he said, no, I've found our church. And so she said, the first time I walked in, I was already kind of, you know, I'm not too sure about this, you know, because he said, this is our church, and I gotta grade it. I gotta check it out. You know, I gotta find out if this is our church. And she said, but I was blown away by how many men are in this church. She said, it just jumped out to me. It stood out to me. I've never been in a church where there were so many men. And she said, I'm curious, why is that? How is that happening? And if today is your first time, or maybe this is your first church experience, or you've just been coming, then this is your new normal. And maybe you think this is the way every church is, but historically, the church has been very feminine, and I don't mean that in a negative way at all. I thank God for strong women who have been the backbone of God's church for so many years, generations, really, because men were just not in their right place. Men were just not where they needed to be. And so women were passionate and carrying the church. I thank God we have incredible, strong, capable women who are a part of the church, Covington. You see them on stage helping with worship. You see them speaking and leading and at high level positions in our church. We are pro women, and we thank God for every lady who is passionate, and every daughter of the Lord who is serving with such excellence, and nothing wrong at all with the feminine aspect of the church, except that it's not exactly what God intended. And I'm probably going to offend somebody today, and that's not my heart, but I'm going to speak honest today as a pastor and faith leader and leader here in this house. I want to speak to our men, because what God intended was for men to lead. for men to be at the forefront, for men to be at the head of the table. They go first. They are leaders. They are strength. Of course, again, I don't want to qualify everything I'm going to say today, but I also understand the sensitivity of our day. It is the problem in our day and in our worldly culture that says I have to qualify everything I'm saying, because what I'm saying right now would be defined as toxic in the world. Where the choir at? I'm going to preach to the choir today. I'm going to talk about it. Women are welcome and women lead and women are celebrated. But good women, godly women, they want men in their created and destined place. They do. Thank you, ladies. I hear you clapping. You believe that as well. I know there's the occasional, no. I want a man I can control. You want that right up until you get a man you can control, and then you don't like him because it's out of order. And I know that everything I'm going to say today is not going to be celebrated, because again, in our current culture, it is toxic masculinity. Men are being emasculated. Apparently being a man is so bad that too many of them are becoming women. I know I was gone last week, so I gotta make sure. Folks, just a few days ago, an Asian man was crowned Miss Maryland. Just a few days ago. Don't get on your Google right now. Don't Google Asian man. You're gonna get off in some trouble, but I'm telling the truth. And I want you to hear me today, because as the father goes, so the family goes. As the family goes, so the nation goes. As the father goes, so the family goes. As the family goes, so the nation goes. It's peculiar to me that every TV show, the dad is the dumbest character. He's the one being made fun of. He's the one who can't get it together. He's the one who's always fumbling and stumbling. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, the devil is no dummy. So much of what we see happening in our world is his handiwork. I know we're blaming politicians and they deserve what they get, but I promise you it's the devil. And what's happening in our world is much more spiritual than it is political. And on the other hand, I think everyone is so stunned at how fast things are changing that we honestly don't know what to do. The news comes so quickly. It happens so fast that we're stunned. We're just punch drunk, and we don't even know how to react. We don't even know what to do with what is happening around us. And if we do nothing, then we know the eventual outcomes. Let me just tell you what do nothing has brought us. 71% of high school dropouts are from fatherless homes. 85% of all youths in prison are from fatherless homes. 63% of youth suicides, fatherless homes. 90% of runaway children, fatherless homes. If the father does not go to church, even if the wife does, they tell us 1 in 50 of those children will become a churchgoer. This is just the stats. When the father regularly attends church, even if the mother does not, 66% of those kids will become regular worshipers. Why? Because as the father goes, so the family goes. And as the family goes, so the nation goes. There is no denying the impact a father makes in the life of his kids. And I would just say this today, if men are so toxic, why is the home better with them in it? I know there are exceptions to this, but I didn't come to talk to the exceptions today. I know there are deadbeats, but I'm not talking to deadbeats today. I'm not focusing on them. I've experienced that. I've lived that. I'm a product of a disaster dad. My biological father passed when I was 16, about to turn 17 years of age, and I bear in my body the wounds and the scars and the pain and all of that of a mess. But I'm not focusing on that. You know why? Because the men of this house are stepping up and standing out. The men of this house, are incredible. It just blows my mind. No, we're not perfect and not professing to be perfect, but Sunday in and Sunday out and small groups and CY and mowing and serving and leading, and I mean, men are stepping up in all corners of this church, and I love it. I thank God for it. And because men, we are in our place, because we are doing what God has called us to do, because we are giving it our best and doing everything we know to do. Guess what? Our kids are going to make it. Our kids are going to be blessed, and I believe follow in our faithful footsteps. That doesn't mean they won't trip. That doesn't mean they won't slip. That doesn't mean they won't have their own crisis and they won't have their own questions. But I believe because we are training children and we are raising our kids in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, that our family line is going to be blessed. It may not have been blessed before me, but it sure will be blessed after me, because I have heard the call of God and I am in my rightful place. Men in our rightful place. And we recognize the importance of our presence in our kids' lives. Let me just say this for men in this room that maybe fit this particular category, even if things have happened in your life and for whatever reason you're not under the same daily roof with your children, you are still a full-time father. Their home is not fatherless because you are in their head, you are in their heart, you are on the phone, you are in their presence. You are making a difference in their life because your heart is in the right place and you want to leave. You may not be married to their mama anymore. You may not have had that as a part of your history, but you still have the opportunity, and you are, because I know you and see you putting the work in and making the effort and see all of it happen in your life. I need some men to talk back to me. I even need some women to talk back to me today, because there are men in this room that are men of God. So here's what Paul said about it. 1 Corinthians 13, 11. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. I'm a grown man. Just say that to somebody near you. Tell them, if you're a man, I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man. Feels good to say it. I hope they sounded believable when they said that. I hope they sounded confident and strong. I'm a grown man. What does that mean? That means I'm strong, I'm dependable, I'm passionate, I'm protective, I'm not playing any games, I'm standing on business. I'm a grown man. I'm 51 years of age, and I laugh at how often I make that statement right there. I'm a grown man. I use it for the reason of so many things in my life. I'm a grown man. So many occasions, so many situations. Generally, it's when somebody is trying to force me to do something I don't want to do. And I've realized I don't have to do that. Why? Because I'm a grown man. A grown man. Or maybe, I feel like I'm being disrespected and I'm having to push the, wait, just a minute. Hold on. You're talking to a grown man. Something happened when I turned 50. I don't know. Something happened. Something shifted. And I'm not a kid. I'm 50. Trying to use all the cool language I can think of. I'm not 20. I'm a grown man. Just recently, I mean, in the last week, I had somebody trying to put me in a situation. There was a little water under that bridge, and I just didn't want to be in that situation. And I thought, how am I going to, I don't want to be in this situation, but I feel pressure. And I finally just said to myself, wait a minute, Daryl, you're a grown man. You don't have to do that if you don't want to do that. And guess what? I did not do that. Because I'm a grown man. I've come to preach to grown men today. I've come to preach to men who remember the childhood, who remember the old way of thinking, who remember the old ways of doing and living and processing, but you put all that aside. I am a grown man. I love it. Paul said, when I was a child, we've all been there. There's no shame. There's no shame in being immature or just not knowing or just not having that worldview. But thank the Lord, someone mentored, someone exampled, someone showed you how and helped you figure it out. Any grown man in this room will tell you that he's still learning. He's still learning how to do things, and he'll get around other men who maybe have a skill skill that he does not have, and he's gonna pay close attention. I know everyone brands us with, we don't follow directions and we don't read instructions, and maybe that's true sometimes, but if we get stuck off in something and we know that we're stuck in that because we didn't read directions, you better believe we will read directions next time. Because men don't like to be stuck. Men don't like to be lost. Men don't like to wander around without purpose and aimlessly. Men like to have their target, and men like to have their goal, and men like to have their destination, and they want to get there as quickly as possible. They want to arrive as efficiently as possible. Don't tag a man with, he just playing. Look at him. He just likes going in circles. He may be going in circles, but he doesn't like going in circles. And if he ever gets in the right brotherhood, if he ever gets in the right crew, if he ever gets connected to the right people, I dare say if he ever gets in the right church with all these other grown men, he will not go in circles very long, but he will start to walk with purpose and with anointing and with passion on his life. Do I have any grown men in this room today? I'm a grown man. Paul said, when I was a child, things were different. In fact, I talked like a child. I sounded different. My speech betrayed me. My immaturity was on display. My pastor gave me incredible advice as a young man. He said, Daryl, never miss an opportunity to shut up. Ooh, I'm glad I learned that young. Because if not, I'd still be talking like a child. See, that's missing today. That's missing. It's missing because young men are not being taught. You know what? You don't have to have an opinion about everything. Or if you do have an opinion, you don't have to share it. See, social media has ruined us because we've got an instant audience. And you are connected to at least a handful of people that will like whatever you say. Good, bad, or ugly. True or false. People will like it. And all of a sudden we feel, see, there's other people that agree. No, they didn't even read it. They're just mindlessly going down the list because social media is the least social thing we do. The reason there are so many men in this church is because we get together and we talk about it and we work through it. And believe it or not, we are accountable to one another. And you think, your man does it is grunt at home, but I promise you, men have conversations and men have feelings and men talk and men work through it. Paul said, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. My thoughts were out there, had opinions on everything, but no good sense. He said, I reasoned like a child. I would argue just to argue when I was a child. Just foolish, frustrating everyone around me. But when I became a man, when I got grown, I put the ways of childhood behind me. You see, the reality is the when happens at different times for every man. And honestly, it is based upon many factors. When you think about it, I mean, we're trying to grow up from the day we're born. You start hearing things like, that's it, be a big boy. Oh, look at you, you're such a, look at my little man. I mean, just this tall, and we're little man and big boy, and come on, you're a big boy. Now, come on, big boy, that's right, in the potty, right there, in the potty. From the time we're little, we're trying to grow up. Come on, big boys clean their room. And then our 16-year-old gets his license and we hand him the keys, and suddenly we're saying, look, son, I can't be with you every second. So you're gonna have to make good decisions. There's a transition from do what I say to do the right thing. And then moms and dads are in the house just interceding, travailing. Oh God. We can't be there in this moment. Is our baby gonna make the right choice? Is he going to make the right decision? Well, he's not going to just automatically. He's not going to do that just instinctively. He's going to do that because someone has put the ability to make the right decision in him. Someone has given him the framework from which to make a good decision. That's why we often quote train up a child in the way that they should go, and in the end they will not depart from that, because if the foundation is there and the framework is there, they may go through a tough season, they may go through a difficult stretch, but we're believing, and our faith says they're going to come back to their moorings, they're going to come back to their learning, they're going to come full circle, even though they are struggling, even though they are having a difficult time. We put something in them. We built something in them, and they're going to decision their way out of this. They're going to good choice their way out of this season that they are living in. So I need your 16-year-old to make a good decision based upon what you've been taught and what has been exampled before you, on what you've seen that role model in your life do. But boys spend every waking minute wanting to become men. They want to stay up late. They want to shoot the gun. They want to get the job. They want to drive the car. They want to date the girl. They want to walk the aisle. They want to find the acre. They want to sit in the recliner. They just want the remote. Just give me the remote. If I can just watch what I want to watch, put me on a timer, whatever it is, just let me watch what I want to watch for just a minute. You know what? When it comes to man goals, manhood means you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. That's when you finally grab, I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. But it also means that you can do anything you want to do. That's manhood. I don't have to do anything I don't want to do, but I can do anything I want to do. They said you can do anything you're grown enough to do. You can do anything you're grown enough to do. I'm a grown man, so let me ask the fellas something today. What about when the devil disrespects you? What about when the devil tries to get you to do something you don't want to do? What happens when the enemy tries to silence your godly and holy opinions? Devil, I'm a grown man. I don't have to do that. I don't have to follow that. I don't have to believe that. I don't have to look at that. I don't have to spend time in that wine because I am a grown man. And let me just tell you something, devil. As a grown man, I'll worship whenever I want to worship. And it so happens I want to worship. I'm a grown man. I'll pray whenever I feel like praying. And guess what? I feel like praying. I'll live my faith out loud. And in the face of crazy culture where everything but faith is acceptable, guess what? I feel like being loud in my faith and making sure everybody knows, hey, I've drawn a line in the sand. I'm a grown man. Sure, I can do this and do that. Don't want to do this and don't want to do. What I want to do is raise my family in the fear of God. What I want to do is worship the Lord as a grown man. What I want to do is walk humbly in the fear of God. Devil, I'm a grown man. A grown man, I'm not playing around. I'm not casual about this. I'm not careless about this. Sure, there was a time I talked like a child and I thought like a child and I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, when I became a man, I'll tell you something, men are pretty simple creatures. We really are. I know there's some sweet lady right now that's going, whatever. But we really are pretty simple. You feed us, you touch us, you leave us to think. And in return, we'll give you security and protection and provision. Again, I know there's exceptions, but we're not focusing on the exception today. I'm not letting one man bring the rest of us down because there's too many in this room who are grown in God. Oh, I got a testimony. I used to think like that and talk like that and reason like that. But when I became a man, I put all that behind me. Why? Because I grew up in God. I grew up in the things of the Lord. You may be 47 and just now got serious about God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You may be 39 and just got your yes in all caps in your life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You may be 72 saying, I'm hearing something I've never heard before. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Grown may happen at different stages and at different times for every man. But when it happens, when grown happens in your life, then look out, devil, because there is no man like a grown man. There is no man like a man who walks in purpose. There is no man like a man who stands in the authority that God has given him. Not unkind, not rude, not toxic, but just a man who knows who he is in God. I'm a grown man. A grown man. I see you tempting me, devil, but I'm a grown man. I see you throwing everything in my path, but I'm a grown man. Too grown for affairs. I'm too grown for pornography. I'm too grown for foolishness. There's too much at stake. There was a time I was a child and I thought, talked, and reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the childish things behind me. I'm standing with men in this room. I'm fighting with men in this room. I sent a text today. Somebody in this church that I love very much that I feel like has been wronged and a great injustice. I'm ready to fight somebody over it. You mean war in the spirit? No, I'm ready to fight somebody. Just let me get this leg just all the way healed and I'm gonna kick them. Why are there so many men in this church? Because we're real. And we'll stand with you and we'll fight with you. What are you facing today? What's happening in your life today? What's going on in your world today? I'm a grown man. What are you being challenged by? What is happening in your life? What do you feel like the enemy is trying to do? Maybe he's got a foothold in your life. Maybe you just, you know, it started as a small temptation and now it's just grown and gotten bigger and bigger and it's turned into a thing and you don't want a thing. And you know what? I'm a grown man. I refuse. I can't go back. That's what was so confounding to Nicodemus when he's having that conversation in the middle of the night with Jesus in John 3, I believe it is. And he's saying, what do I have to do? How do I get eternal life? How does this work out? And Jesus said, you got to be born again. What? I'm a grown man. You mean I got to go home, move back into my mama's house? I got to go back to that infant stage? No. No. You can be in your 40s and be born again. You can stand 6 foot tall and be born again. Today is your day to become a grown man. Maybe, Dad, maybe, man, you feel like you've taken too many L's and you've failed and tripped and slipped too many times, and what's the use? The use is that it's never too late to get it together. But she don't want to hear me apologize one more time, because every time I ever have, I hadn't kept my word. Well, have you done it with the Lord? Have you ever tried to do marriage completely submitted to God? Have you ever tried to walk with Him? Have you ever tried to just live this life? I'm not saying every day is going to be an easy day. I'm not saying that every day is going to be a perfect day. There's no man in this room today that says, wow, man, last week was so easy. No, because men face challenging things. And the truth is, most days are hard and not easy. But there's something in us that doesn't know how to quit, doesn't know how to give up. And if we can get our wits about us, we're going to be ready to fight again. I wonder if every man in this room would stand with me today. Every man, father or not. Why are there so many men in this church? There was a part two to that question, and I'll get to that as well at some point. But look around at the men in this house. We trust in God, our Savior,
the one who will never fail.
If you want to be baptized today,
He will never fail.
Now's the time. Whether you're scheduled or whether you're deciding right now, just meet our team right in this hallway to my right in our lobby. They're going to direct you. We got clothes if you want to be baptized today. We'll outfit you. We got you.
He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior.
Pray for every man in this room. I pray for every father. I pray for every man. Every man that's walking and working and pushing and striving. He may have four areas in his life that are going great. But if there's two that are struggling, he will not celebrate himself for the four good. He will focus on the two. Because men by nature conquer and fix and resolve. They hunt. They devise plans and execute strategy. I pray today for peace to come to our men today. The load that they carry, the weight that they are under, life, trying to figure out how to pay for kids' college and how to put enough pennies together to make sure everybody's happy and everybody has what they need. And it's a stress, it's a strain. But today, Lord, today we are grown in you. Today I speak life and health and strength over our men. Every man online today, every man that's a part of this house, I affirm them, Lord. I celebrate them. And I thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.